Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 7 with verses 9 through 12. I once lived outside the law, but when the commandment came, sin became alive. Then I died. And the commandment that was for life turned out to be death for me. For sin, seizing an opportunity in the commandment, deceived me, and through it put me to death. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteous, and good. Amen. Listening to the hearts of the imprisoned the other day, I came away with the theme of patience and something of peace. Frightening when you don't have that when you are imprisoned, to be constantly in fear. But the theme of patience and peace in Christ, just as Paul tries to explain today, by the law, its consequences of introduction of something you didn't understand before. Once your daily practice begins to remove all doubt of understanding, then the Spirit of God in Christ will enlighten you to fulfill the will of God by this practice daily, allowing yourself to mimic Christ's call of praying unceasingly throughout the day to find the Spirit beckoning us to search out souls to share the uninhibited access to Christ, our Lord, and the redemption one confesses once removed from doubt and excess, to know sin's death without questioning the light of the way, knowing your path has been illuminated by something others can't see until their complete surrender opens up their reality to Jesus every moment of every day. Sometimes when you listen to my podcast, you know that I don't stay on script and I talk in the Spirit about my experiences. And this last weekend of spending time with these prisoners gave me the humility to understand what their peace, what their patience means in everything around them. And when we come in to these walls of barbed wire fence and tall brick buildings, we have an opportunity to just simply share that patience, that peace in our surrender to fortify, as Christ tells us, to visit those in prison. So today, we ask to be alive in the love of Jesus for patience and for peace. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I continue to pray for my children aloud, Alexandra, Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. That's from oldest to youngest. Amazing how life turns children on their heads. But we know that in Christ they can find forgiveness. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. We always pray for the dying. Lord, you know the peace that these individuals seek when the will of your divinity comes to them to take their last breath. We pray for them as we pray for us as we continue to take our breaths in the Spirit, hoping one day you'll give us peace to take our last breath as well. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 7. We're in verses 9 through 12 this morning. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Alive in Sin, Commandment in Store. Law outside, lived before. Alive in sin, commandment in store. Death from opening the commandment's door. My death deceived, commandment law ignore. Holy is law, holy is commandment. Righteousness, holy call. Good, holy, all. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 29th, 2021. Recording this morning at 7:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We'll be closing this morning at about 8:04 in the name of Jesus. Thanks again for joining us today in our podcast arena of impromptu work. A lot of the times we don't have a script. We just follow off the top of our head. When sin is dead, it's time to go to bed. No longer partying all night long. Take yourself and make it strong. In Christ, that's where you belong. Amen. Jesus, as we close at 8:04, in the name of Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus, thank you. John and Marie, have a great day in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus.